the CNN Center in Atlanta, hello to you. I'm Stacey Elgin. Here are some of the headlines now in the news. State-run radio says over 22,000 people are dead in Myanmar after a monster cyclone struck over the weekend. Tens of thousands more are now homeless. The town of Bogolay in the southern delta was hardest hit. Meanwhile, President Bush is urging Myanmar's military government to allow in international agencies to help those in need. The U.S. increased assistance to cyclone victims in Myanmar by $3 million today. Other countries are now lining up to send aid, but Myanmar's military regime hasn't yet approved visas for many of their staffs. Voters are taking to the polls this afternoon in North Carolina and Indiana. Both Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama say their fight for the Democratic presidential nomination will continue regardless of today's primary outcome. The two states are the biggest prizes left in the campaign. Presumptive Republican nominee John McCain is blasting his Democratic opponents for their votes on judge appointments. McCain promises to appoint only strict constructionist judges. The Arizona senator took aim at Obama for opposing the nomination of Chief Justice John Roberts. He also criticized Obama for not voting to confirm Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, saying Obama's justification for the decision sounded like it was, quote, written by an activist judge. Cities that were holding up against the mortgage meltdown are apparently taking a downturn. Seattle, Portland, and Charlotte are among some of the cities that posted gains in existing houses pricing last year, but are now showing those prices falling this year. Real estate economists say those cities that were once considered bulletproof markets will likely recover more quickly than others, thanks to their own unique characteristics. And it is back to court today for Britney Spears and ex-husband Kevin Federline. They're scheduled to attend a child custody hearing. Federline has been given full custody of their two sons since January. Spears' visitation rights have been gradually restored in recent months since her apparent meltdown earlier this year. And be sure to find out much more on these stories and continuing coverage of the latest news. Just log on to CNN.com. And be sure to tune in to CNN Television or just use your cell phones on the go. Thanks for watching.